Amen. Well, first off, I want to start out by praying and asking the Lord to really anoint your ears to hear this prophetic word that's going to really describe the position that we're in as a people, as a ministry, as a family, because of our continuous press in the Rhema word. And it is it's really something tremendous that God has revealed. So, Father, I just pray that you anoint the ears of every hearer of this word. I pray, Lord God, that you open them up and that you open up their eyes of their understanding. And I pray that you allow a divine delight to enter into their hearts as they hear this. And I pray that you give them surgeons, a quickening concerning this truth, because what you've afforded for us and what you brought us to is absolutely phenomenal. Help us to grab it. Help us to hold it close. Help us never to lose it. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you just, minister to every heart that's on this line and let them rise up to the occasion that you brought us to. Help them, Lord God, I pray, to see it for what it is and help them to utilize it and go forward and never, ever be defeated again. Yes. And so, Father, I give you glory in advance. I thank you so much, Lord Jesus, for your guidance unto the Father that you've given us. You've been tremendous. You've been awesome. You've been such a blessing. You have been an awesome Savior, an awesome teacher. Tremendous Rabbi. And so we give you glory, Jesus, and thanksgiving for your sacrifice. Yes. So quicken us, we pray in Jesus' name. Yes. Amen. Oh, at about 4 o'clock this morning, I was in the Word. I had read a text that Evangelist Benita sent me, and it was a poem that really, really struck my heart. It was a poem describing her situation, and it was describing the fight she's under, and it hit me so hard. This poem that she had written, it hit me so hard that I launched out in some earnest prayer. Really, just earnest prayer for her that God would really, really, really show up the way that we've been reading about and learning about. And I just wanted to see the hand of God move on her behalf, because she knows what she's going through. And she allowed me to read what she's really going through. And it just really launched this out. And this was God's response to my prayer. And so it became not just a word for her, it became a word for me. And then the Lord said, it's not just for you and her, it's a word for the ministry. And so here it is. We've been learning in 1 Peter 1:9, talking about receiving the end of our faith, even the salvation of our souls. And in that, we've learned on last Sunday that the Father is the end of our faith. Now we're going to see salvation. And just hearing that last week and learning about that, it really excited me. Really excited me how he would equate the end of our faith with the fellowship with the Father, who we know is Omega, the God of results. And it's just it was an awesome insight. And when I prayed, I began to pray, like I said, earnestly for evangelists. And the Spirit of God told me to go to the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 6, he told me to focus on verse 2. I just wanted to add verse 1, but my focus was verse 2 when he had told me. But then I read up and I saw where it says in verse 1, it says, "We then as workers together with him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain." That's 2 Corinthians 6:1. I saw that. Receive not the grace of God in vain. And then I read down, obviously, I read this first, but this is that grace. It's right here. It says, "For he saith, I have heard," in verse number 2, "for he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation. This is what he said to me right after I finished praying. He said, "For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation, I secured thee. Have I secured thee? Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." And it just, I mean, flooded in. First of all, I don't know scripture and verse that well. I know scriptures, but I don't know verse and place in terms of books and what verse this is this. So I couldn't tell myself to go here to hear this word for her. He told me, go to 2 Corinthians 6 and 2 right after and said, "I heard you in the time that you're accepted." And I started to say, oh my gosh. "And in the day of salvation, have I secured thee? Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." He said, send that to her. He heard me. And I understand why he heard me, because I'm in and you're in an accepted time. And I understand that, because the accepted time is the place with the Father. The place of fellowship with the Father has really positioned us in the accepted time. It has really positioned us in the day of salvation.
Amen.
We really have come to this now. He said, not only did he bring us here, is it the accepted time, but he said, here, I secured thee. And so I said, my goodness. And I started to look up. I had to look up. You know how we do. I had to look up the word accepted. And this is what it means. It means here, it means accepted means, it means approved. It means propitious, which means we already don't get us started on propitiation. But it means propitious, which means favorable. We've entered in because of our fellowship with the Father, that at the end of our faith, which is our salvation, we have entered in the favorable time of God. It means we were received into one's family. It also means to bring up or educate. And I thought about that. My goodness, how the Lord has educated us on the fellowship of the Father.
Yes.
It has really equated us being in the accepted time. People, TGM, hear me. We are really in the accepted time. We're in the favorable time. We're in the time where God is about to pour out unto us. And I'm not just saying this to make you smile. I'm telling you the truth. He said, I have heard thee. And the reason why he heard me is because I'm in the accepted time. And he said, now that you're here, it means I receive you and I grant access to you. We've been granted access into the gate, into the kingdom of our God, because we have come into fellowship, not just with Alpha, not just with Jesus, but our fellowship now has come into being with the Father and the Son. And because of this, we have entered into the accepted time. And in the accepted time, what happens here, he secures. It's a place of secure. We've been secured here. All right. And what secure means, I aid you. I relieve you. It also means to help. This is where we see the hand or the manifestation of the Omega, because this is where the aid comes from. Why? Most people in Christianity and Christendom don't cross over into the accepted time. And I'm telling you the truth, because their stick-to-itiveness is not there. The revelation of Mark 4 is missing. I'm telling you the truth now. I've been a Christian on both ends of the spectrum, and I know it's the truth. I know it's the truth that coming into the revelation of staying in the study of the Rhema word has guided us to the point where Jesus said, I know that you deserve to know my Father because you believed in me. And you believed in me. You stayed with me. You kept my word. You didn't let it suffer loss or injury, but you've kept it. And because you've kept it, what I'm doing now is I positioned you in the accepted time. You are approved. You are approved for favor. You're approved to receive. I've received you into my family. I introduced you to my Father. I educated you. And I've granted you access into the place of the securing. I'm going to aid you. I'm going to relieve you. I'm going to help you. I'm going to love you. You're going to see my hand, says your Father. You're going to see my power. You're going to see and experience my strength. This is your time. This is your time now. You've entered in the accepted time. And you're blessed. You're blessed. Don't let your situations or your circumstances tell you any different. I'm telling you, I've secured you already. You're already free. You're already delivered. I'm telling you, you're already healed. You're in the accepted time because you've entered into the day. Now is the day. Now is the day. You live in now faith. It's become the day of salvation for you. Now is the time. So I'm going to release unto you my aid and my relief. You're going to see my hand. You just stay in fellowship with me. You stay in the rhema word of my Son as he gives it to you, and you fellowship with me over it. Recognize my presence. Recognize my presence. Don't exclude me, because this is the place where I've secured you. So the position, the note that I've written, the position that we have been put in due to fellowship with the Father is truly amazing. We have entered into the accepted time. We have truly been granted access into the gate of our God. The fellowship with him has fulfilled the place of authentic faith, and it has also secured us with his relief and aid. Hallelujah. The time of manifestation in and on our lives is now. God is saying that TGM, our time is now. We are going to see him and experience him like we never have before. Amen. Whatsoever things you desire when you pray is coming to pass. It's coming to pass. God is going to, willfully give you his kingdom. We're in the right position. We're in the right, God has been ministering to me. The Lord actually has been ministering to me. Actually, it's actually been the Father telling me that he's pleased with the press that I've kept on the ministry in the word. Amen. That I didn't walk away from it, that I didn't stop teaching. He's pleased. We have entered into this place because we've stuck to it. We've stayed with it, TGM. I don't want to say this, but it's almost like you've earned it. But you didn't, because it was given to you by grace. But the truth of the matter is, the grace of our God has influenced us right unto himself. And this is the place where you're going to see and experience him. I promise you, you're going to see and experience him like you never have before. So take heart, be encouraged. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, you everlasting doors. For I'm telling you, the King of glory has come in. He has come in, and he's going to show you. He's going to show us. I received a prophetic word the other day, and it followed by a dream. They said someone's building a building, and they're going to hand us the keys to our building. Then the person prophesying then says to me, God said he's also going to be building you a house. And this is what he said. And this is when I knew it was really God. He said, because he's pleased with you, because you brought his people to him. I said, I know you're talking from God, because he just told me that. He was pleased with me because I brought his people right to him. And I intend with all my strength. To keep you joined and to keep us joined to him, to stay joined in this fellowship. I'm never gonna let go. This is me saying I'm signing off. I'm never looking back, never going back. I'm never going back to the way I used to live as a Christian without recognition of the Father when Jesus came to die to bring me unto my Father. I'll never live the same again as a Christian. I'll have unity. I'll be unified with the true God, the one true God, the Father and the Son. And you know the Holy Spirit is right in the middle of all of us. So take heart, be encouraged. You have entered in to the accepted time. I say it again, for he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I secured thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. I love you guys. You be blessed. You can honor God in your giving today. You can honor him with your 10th, and you can honor him with your first fruit, your free will offering. Hold up something in reverence to him, giving him praise and honor and glory for what he's done and where he's brought us. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So be blessed. Be prosperous. Again, I love you, and I look to hear from you on Sunday. We're going to hit the balance running and the message on authentic faith, and we're shifting into a new fruit. I don't think I'm going to tell you what that fruit is yet, but we're shifting in, but it goes right hand in hand with where we are. He shifted me into another fruit. So we'll be doing our balance probably over the next 3 meetings or so and getting into balance. Don't miss the balance, you guys. Don't miss it. You know what it does. Boy, how it calibrates. Oh, man. And please keep your fellowship up with both Alpha and Omega. Don't lose your footing. Don't you lose your footing. Again, I love you and bless you. And I'll look to hear from you on Sunday. Good night.